Sometimes the simplest things can be the most profound. That is definitely the case with the book The Practice of the Presence of God. It was posthumously compiled of letters and discussions with peers of a humble and unassuming lay brother in a Carmelite monastery in Paris in the 17th century. A disenchanted young soldier, Nicholas Hermann, joined the monastery and took the name Brother Lawrence of the Resurrection. There he spent the remainder of his life working in the kitchen and repairing his brother's sandals. What Brother Lawrence discovered was how to practice the presence of God no matter where you are or what you are doing. He said he felt closer to God while mopping the kitchen floor than most anywhere else. In the words of Brother Lawrence, there is not in the world a kind of life more sweet and delightful than that of continual conversation with God. Only those can comprehend it who practice and experience it. The most holy and necessary practice in our spiritual life is the presence of God. That means finding constant pleasure in His divine company, speaking humbly and lovingly with Him in all seasons at every moment, without limiting the conversation in any way. I have abandoned all particular forms of devotion, all prayer techniques. My only prayer practice is attention. I carry on a habitual, silent, and secret conversation with God that fills me with overwhelming joy. How do you do this? Simply begin by imagining and acting as if God is right there with you at every moment and always. Carry on a telepathic conversation with God. And at some point, you will realize, I guarantee it, that God's been there all the way along. You'll sense God's presence. I discovered this years ago when, after praying with a dying man and seeking to comfort his family, I had to go and take out the garbage at our family tea and coffee shop. Here I was, lifting two heavy garbage containers and carrying them downstairs to the dumpster. From a poignant end-of-life prayer to dumping garbage. Then I thought of Brother Lawrence and determined to practice the presence of God right there. Sure enough, I came to sense God's presence, even emptying garbage. The ancients were right. God is wherever you let God in.